AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP correspondent Joseph Krause explores the implications of Israel's claim of air superiority over Iran.
Now, it's always difficult to verify claims like these made by any military, but if Israel has gained aerial superiority over Tehran, that essentially means that its fighter planes can operate at will without having to worry about Iranian air defenses. That could allow Israel to dramatically expand its operations. Its planes would be able to operate around the clock, and it could help them to hunt down even more Iranian military officials and other targets.
That's as the Israel-Iran warfare is now on its fourth day. Speaking to reporters yesterday before departing for the G7 summit, President Donald Trump said he's spoken to President Benjamin Netanyahu.
I will tell you that I think I have great respect for each other.
Some protesters think tourism has gone too far in a city of 1.7 million people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters use water guns against unsuspecting tourists in the popular city and on the Spanish island of Mallorca as groups demand a rethink of an economic model they believe is fueling a housing crunch and erasing the character of their hometowns. Protester Marina Sanahuya tells the AP there's a necessity to change the monoculture of tourism because it's obviously very easy to make money out of tourism, but it has a very strong negative impact on the local population. Firstly, because there is a process of precariousness when it comes to jobs. While Andrea Martinez, an administrative assistant, explains the squirt guns are to bother the tourists a bit. He says Barcelona has been handed to the tourists. There is a fight to give Barcelona back to its residents.
A German court has sentenced a Syrian doctor to life imprisonment for torture and war crimes in his Syrian homeland. That's for killing two people and torturing nine in Syria between 2011 and 2012. This is AP News. A three-time All-Star and former World Series champion is on the move in a surprising trade. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Boston Red Sox have traded Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants in a blockbuster deal. ESPN reported that the package of players going back to the Red Sox includes starter Jordan Hicks and left-hander Kyle Harrison. Devers is one of baseball's most feared hitters. He is batting .272 with 15 homers and 58 RBIs in 73 games after he connected for a solo drive in Boston's 2-0 victory over the rival New York Yankees on Sunday. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Global shares have advanced and oil prices have fallen back slightly as Iran unleashed a fresh wave of missile attacks on Israel. Israel's attack on Iranian nuclear and military targets caused the price of oil to surge more than 7% on Friday, since Iran is one of the world's major producers of oil. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.